Please pay respect to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Today we would like to continue Vipassana according to Mahasri Prana Sutta. After you had already attained Anapana Bodhicitta, then you must go to Vipassana stage by stage. I will repeat again. Number one stage. Idi ijadava gaya gaya nubasi viharadi. Bhidava gaya gaya nubasi viharadi. Ijada bhidava gaya gaya nubasi viharadi. Thus he abides contemplating body as a body internally, and he abides contemplating the body as a body externally, and he abides contemplating both. He abides contemplating body as a body, both internally and externally. What is the meaning? You must discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, both internally and externally. Mental body and material body. The second stage is Samudaya Dhamma Nubhasiva Gaya Samai Viharadi. Vaya Dhamma Nubhasiva Gaya Samai Viharadi. Samudaya Vaya Dhamma Nubhasiva Gaya Samai Viharadi. He abides contemplating the rising phenomena and he abides contemplating the perishing phenomena. Or he abides contemplating both rising and perishing phenomena of the mental body and physical body. This is second stage. Because of the rising of five causes, five aggregates rise. Because of the complete cessation of causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder. Then you must also contemplate cause are also anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Impermanent, suffering, and non-self. Effect, that is, five aggregates are also anicca, dukkha, and anatta. They are also impermanent, suffering, and non-self. While contemplating in this stage, last night we had already introduced you dependent origination. Because of the arising of causes, five aggregates arise. Then today I will try again. Because of the complete cessation of causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder. When you are discerning dependent origination, you should try causal relationship between cause and effect in the past, in the present, and as well as in the future. But in this case, you should also try to understand. Because of the complete cessation of causes, five aggregates also cease completely without remainder. When five causes will cease completely without remainder? When you begin arahat one day, the five causes will cease completely without remainder. Now you are not yet becoming arahat. So you are still puttucana, waddling being. So when will you become arahat? Maybe in future. Which future? If you will become arahat in this very life, then this very life is your future. If you will become arahat in one of future existence, then that existence is your future. So you should try to discern mentality and materiality of future. You should try discern mentality, materiality towards the future mentality, materiality, from the present to future. When you are discerning mentality and materiality towards past, in the same way, you should also try to discern mentality and materiality towards future. Then one day, you will see your five aggregates of mentality and materiality cease completely without remainder. Before that complete cessation stage, if you discern mentality and materiality bhagava again, then one day you will see complete cessation of five causes. What are five causes? Number one, avijja, ignorance. Number two, tanha, craving. Number three, upadana, clinging. Number four, sankhara, volition and formations. And number five, karma. Avijja, tanha, upadana, sankhara, and karma. Ignorance, craving, clinging, volition and formations, and karma. Especially your arham path will destroy completely without remainder three types of defilements: avijja, ignorance, craving, dana, and upadana, clinging. When these defilements cease completely without remainder because of arham path, then karmas before he became arhat stage, karmas which he had already accumulated before he became arhat, these karmas also cannot produce any future new existence. Why? When the ignorance, craving, and clinging support, at the time karma can produce new future existence. But when ignorance, craving, and clinging do not support to the wholesome and unwholesome karmas, these wholesome and unwholesome karmas cannot produce any new existence. So because of this reason, if there is no new existence after final cessation, there will be, you will attain Nibbana. That complete cessation of five aggregates is also called final cessation or pre-Nibbana. The complete cessation of defilements is also called pre-Nibbana. Complete cessation of defilements only. Kilesa pre-Nibbana only. You should try to see these two types of cessation. Two types of cessation means the cessation of five causes. This is one type. Then another type is cessation of five aggregates. Cessation of five causes will occur when you become arahat. But complete cessation of five aggregates, that is final cessation, will be when you take